So let's review the three questions. The first is, what does friendship mean to you? What is a healthy friendship to you? What are characteristics of a good friendship? And here I'm talking about the relationship itself. Okay, and then second, what qualities do you look for in people, before they become your friends? Or if you don't specifically look for qualities, if you look for the people who are your friends, are there certain traits that they all have? Okay, so what kind of qualities do you value in the people who become your friends? And then third, this kind of has two parts. One part is, what qualities would you like to develop in yourself to become a better friend to others? And what qualities would you like to subdue in yourself in order to become a better friend to others? I think this is a very important topic, don't you, friendship? Because friends are very vital in our life, and we need to know how to have good friends and cultivate good friendships and also maintain good friendships. Not just enough to make friends, but to be able to continue a friendship over time. So, what came up in your discussion?
About being sensitive enough.
Being sensitive. Okay, so sensitivity is an important quality in friendship, isn't it? To be sensitive to the other person's needs and wants and things like that. And maybe not so sensitive to our own. What do you think?
Must also be sensitive to our own.
Yeah, we have to be aware of our own needs and wants and things like that, you know? Be aware of them. I think when I was using the word sensitive, and not being sensitive to our own. Thank you for bringing this up. What I meant was not being super sensitive to our own. Yeah.
How can one be super sensitive?
Well, sometimes we're so sensitive to what I want and what I need, then everything else anybody else does is unsatisfactory. Okay? Like if I feel real insecure and I'm real sensitive about feeling insecure, then even somebody says hello to me in the morning, it makes me feel more insecure. Because I say, why are they saying hello to me? They don't really mean that. Okay, that's being super sensitive. Okay, so there's some insecurity in ourselves, and we blow it out of proportion so that then everything everybody does seems to be against us in some way. That's super sensitivity. Okay? But awareness of our own internal goings on is quite important for friendship. Let's hear more from you. What else came up in the discussion?
Who you are.
Okay, so somebody who accepts us. What does accept mean?
It's our strength, weakness.
So one quality of acceptance is forgiveness. Yeah? But we can make mistakes and our friend can accept us for having made the mistakes and forgive us for having made the mistakes. What else?
Honesty.
Huh? Honesty. Yeah, what kind of honesty?
For example, cover it or protect you.
Okay. So a real good friend is somebody who, when we make a mistake, will point it out to us. Yeah. Now, lots of people who aren't our real good friends point out our mistakes. What's the difference when one of those people point out our mistakes and when a friend points out our mistakes?
One we like.
Yeah, one person we've already said, I'm not going to listen to, no matter what they say. And the other person we say, oh, I'm going to listen to, no matter what they say. Not completely equal, is it? Before they've even said anything, we've decided who we're going to listen to and who we aren't. Yeah. Also, I think a friend, when we make a mistake, will, a friend will try and point it out to us in a nice way. Although sometimes our friends too will get angry at us and upset with us, won't they? Yeah? And even if they do get angry and upset and say something, we still take it more to heart, don't we? Because there's some trust there. But sometimes I think people who don't know us too well can also point out our faults, and we should be equally as thankful to them. We usually aren't, but it's something to practice. Okay, so honesty in the sense of pointing out our faults or our mistakes. What other kind of honesty? Yeah? Okay, so not only honesty in pointing out, you know, our faults, but are being honest enough to tell somebody what's going on inside of us, you know? Are being able to tell other people our faults or weaknesses or insecurities, and not just trying to cover them up, but then they come out some other way in the relationship, okay? So the honesty in the sense of being open and allowing ourselves to be vulnerable to some extent, like that. And then you pointed out something good. When we're able to be honest like that, then the other person knows what's going on inside of us, and they'll understand our actions. If we aren't honest with them, then, and we start acting differently or speaking differently, they're going to be very confused. And they're going to think, oh, maybe I did something wrong, or maybe that person doesn't like me, or it just creates misunderstanding. Whereas if we can be honest enough, you know, like if we're feeling quite quiet and we don't want to talk so much, to say, I'm feeling quiet and I don't want to talk so much, rather than just ignoring our friend. Okay? So that honesty of really communicating what's happening for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What other qualities of friends? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think husband and wife better be friends. Yeah? If they aren't friends, they're going to have a really hard time. Yeah? So I think friendship is the basic quality of a good marriage. You know, the romance and the sex. I mean, come on, we're all going to be 65 and 70 and 80, and you know. But friendship is something that it can be very solid. So I think the most important thing in a marriage is solid friendship, you know, and this kind of trust and openness. What are other qualities of good friendships? Yeah. Okay, so friendship also has an element of space. Yeah, we usually think of friends as being close, but they're close, but there's also got to be space within the relationship. Because if friends are too close, then a few disadvantages happen. One is they get too emotionally dependent on each other, yeah, which isn't healthy for anybody. A second thing is their friendship becomes exclusive and they leave out other people. So they just become a little pair and forget about everybody else around them. And again, that's not good for, you know, us as an individual or for the other people around us, because it's important that we have multiple relationships in our life. So also, if friends are too close, then they can really get on each other's nerves because they're always demanding something from each other. So I think the quality of space, I think that's a very important one, you know, having a sense of space in the relationship so that each person can function as an individual and have their own sense and their own inner confidence without becoming so emotionally dependent on others. Also having the space so that you and your friend can have different interests. Yeah. And again, I think this is important in a marriage to recognize there's going to be some common interests and some different interests. Same in any friendship, some common interests, some different interests. And there's got to be space for that. So that we respect the things that the other person's interested in that we may not be so interested in. I remember one woman came to some retreats I was leading, and she was very interested in the Dharma, and her husband wasn't so interested. And at first that bothered her, you know, because they were quite close and she wanted him to be interested in what she was interested in. And then she realized that he was really interested in the Civil War, the American Civil War. And he loved to look it up in history books and go to all these places. And she thought it was boring, you know. But when she realized that, oh yeah, he's interested in the Civil War, you know, he doesn't demand that I'm interested in the Civil War because he is. And he doesn't demand that I go visit all these places because he's interested in it. So she thought, okay, you know, there's space. I'm not going to demand for him to be interested in Buddhism or to come to Buddhist things. And after that, things were quite peaceful between them.
Venerable, okay, regarding the situation about Dharma and so-called otherworldly affairs, my girlfriend will always say that, you know, Dharma is supreme, you know, and... But, I mean, to some extent, is she correct? I mean, when she say, why are you spending your time on this, you know, when you can have this, you know?
Well, I think I agree with your girlfriend. Dharma is supreme. Yeah, I know you're sorry you asked the question now. But it's also a thing that we can't push ourselves and force ourselves into the Dharma. It's got to be something that we see the advantages of, and then interest and aspiration and enthusiasm grows within us in a natural way. Okay? In other words, Dharma should be something that comes from inside. You know, I want to learn, I want to practice, not from outside. You better practice, you should practice. Okay? What are other qualities? Okay, so being sincere and being natural. That relates to honesty in a certain way, doesn't it? In other words, we say what we think, we act the way that we feel. We're not putting on a false face, trying to impress somebody, trying to make them like us, you know, fluttering around in a very unnatural way. And I think also sincerity in the sense that when we say something, we really believe it and we really mean it. Again, we're not trying to impress somebody or, you know, put on a good face so that somebody will think well of us, you know. Instead, our wish is really to communicate. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about? Yeah. What else? Yeah. Yeah. And actually, this is in the Sigalovata Sutra. The Buddha talked about qualities of good friends, and this is one of the important qualities, that we encourage each other to do virtuous actions and develop constructive attitudes and emotions and discourage each other from destructive attitudes and emotions and harmful actions. And friends who encourage you, you know, and discourage you in those things are very, very important. Yeah, because if we hang around a person who does the opposite, a person who encourages us to do harmful things and discourages us from virtue, then where are we going to be? You know, we're going to really have big problems. And so that's why it's important to pick our friends wisely, and to also have our own sense of values in a friendship, because even if a friend is basically a good friend, once in a while they might slip up and encourage us in a wrong direction, and we have to remain steady and firm in what we know to be correct. Yeah. So if you have friends who are encouraging you to gamble or to go out drinking, okay, or to cheat a little bit on, you know, cheat your company a little bit, or whatever, these kinds of friends are actually the people who send us to the hell realm. Yeah. Well, actually, it's not them that send us. We do the actions. We send ourselves to the hell realm. But, you know, it's something to think of, because when we really care about people, we should care also about their future rebirth. So we should really encourage them to do positive actions, because we want them to have happiness in their future rebirth. We want them to become a bodhisattva and a Buddha. Okay? So we encourage them to practice, instead of saying, you know, are you meditating again? Let's go out and have some fun, you know? But you know, to really encourage our friends. So we should be that kind of friend to others, and try and look for that kind of quality in other people.